Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with What Does the Lord Say? I'm Twyla Southall, and this is LJ Renee, and this is radio the way it should be heard. We know what the media says, we know what the politicians say, but what does the Lord say? Welcome to our show, an informative and entertaining talk show that addresses current local and life issues from a biblical perspective. Our goal is to inform, inspire, and challenge you to consider, what does the Lord say? And what if some do not believe? Will it change the truth of God? God forbid, let God be true.
And every man a lie.
Every man be a lie. You can visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com to find out how you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or even sponsor this show. Plan to join us live in this broadcast over the next hour by dialing 1-877-932-9766. Again, 1-877-932-9766. I need a little more Jesus.
Sure do. Amen. Well, listen, so how's your day been?
My day's going good. So that's our new intro for our news segment. So we're going to talk about a couple of the current news articles that are prevalent in the news today. Many of them, I'm certain that you will have heard of them. I think the one thing that is pressing in the news right now is the Iranian nuke deal that's pending approval. And it's not necessarily a treaty, it's not a law, but it's an agreement that the president has reached with the Iranians, and it leaves a lot of people in with a lot of dis-ease because of the fact that I am stunned that the Khomeini of Iran, the leader, he's came out on TV with all of his people saying, death to America. How can you make a deal with someone declaring death to America? It just escapes me why anyone would make such a deal. And within the deal, every week they uncover more nuances and secrets that no one wanted to come to light until after the deal is done. And I'm just not really a fan of anything that's done in secret, because we know from the scriptures that when you do these things in secret, they will eventually come to light. And it's normally those things that cause the most consternation. But that deal, from what I have seen and heard and what's been uncovered, typically when they hide it anyway, it's not a good thing. But it just doesn't seem like a good deal.
Well, you know what? The things that are going on with this particular deal, I think the main concern is, one, is that, like you said, that all the details have not been revealed in it. There were some side deals, secret deals, and the Congress do not know everything that's in it. And then from the beginning, that deal was given to, I think it was the United Nations or some type of international board.
Trying to skip the Congress.
Before it came to Congress. And so that, to me, was one of those things to avoid.
Flag.
Trying to work some things out into making sure that this is a good deal. And so that's why many people are concerned. Matter of fact, my understanding is that they took a poll and about 85% of the American people feel that this is a bad deal.
And that's on all sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
This is so the intent supposedly is to keep them from getting a nuclear weapon. However, within the deal, it lays out the path for them to get a nuclear weapon. And the way that they try to explain that, because it doesn't make sense, is that, well, they won't get one for 10 or 15 years. But they will get one. If you would have kept on the course you were going, who's to say there was ever a path for them to get one? So it just doesn't seem to make reason or sense. And then when, you know, they are the people who have already avowed that Israel will be wiped off the face of the earth. And he also, in his speech of saying death to America yesterday, he said, oh, Israel doesn't need to worry about where they'll be in 25 years because they will no longer exist. In other words, we will have wiped them off of the face. That is within, I mean, it is part of their decree of a nation is to get rid of the infidel. And they believe that Israel and even America and everyone that's not of their faith is an infidel. And it just defies reason that you would go and make an agreement, a pact with these folks.
Another issue is that it will probably start, one of the concerns, it probably will start a nuclear war where everybody in the Middle East now wants to get a nuclear weapon.
You mean a nuclear arms race?
Nuclear arm race. And so that everybody would want to get one in order to defend themselves, to make sure that they have some strength in against Iran. And so that is an unfortunate situation, but it's really indicative of a lot of things that are going on in the nation today, where it just seems like things, someone told me, it seems like things are just moving so fast. And another issue is, it's like no one really consider, and I mean Republican, Democrat, or Independent, those who are up there in Washington, no one is considering the people. What do the people want? And that's the troubling part. It's like it doesn't matter what we the people want.
They forget that they are representatives.
That we hire them and that they are our representatives and they're supposed to speak for the people. But that's part of all the things, part of the whole thing of just destabilizing and dismantling this country, unfortunately.
And then the last story that I wanted to mention is the big exodus from the Middle East with the refugees, the people that are running. And unfortunately, I do believe that America indirectly played a part in that, because when you didn't clamp down on the enemy, these people are running and fleeing their country because that ISIS terrorist group is oppressing. Most of them are running. That's why most of them are running. Some of them are running because, you know, it's a better land and it's a better opportunity, but it's not a safe way to get it. And they're fleeing by hundreds of thousands and they're going to Europe. And Europe is, Europe is not quite like America, where we, you know, move the border patrol off the wall and we take the agents, you know, off duty and we just let the people come through. But Europe is saying, no, you don't come here. You're not allowed. You're not welcome. And they put the police on the border, and they actually are saying accelerate the building of the fence because we can't control the population that's
really
seeping in. They are actually fighting to, I know they are, but
because you know what they talked about is that with Europe, and I didn't know this, they said at one time you had to have a passport to go from one part of Europe, like
within
England,
their own, yeah,
and then
yeah,
go to Paris but now they have taken that away so that once you enter in, people can go anywhere. And really, it's really, like you said, it's a exodus, and it really is, it's telling you what is really going on here. I mean,
but you gotta,
all this seems
you
to gotta be going
get
on at the
same enemy.
Time.
You gotta, I mean, those terrorist groups beheading people, burning people, you gotta stop that. You gotta stop that, their influence and their ability to rule and reign over there, because that's what happens. And to think that it doesn't affect you, it will affect you. It does affect you indirectly, because eventually they will ship some of them here, because they're already saying 10, America 000. Needs to step up to the plate. And I'm thinking, we have enough refugees. But I do think you have to bring relief to these folks, because no one wants those people over in your country doing the things that they're doing. But you don't, the relief is to destroy the hand of the enemy. So that's the news updates that we have today. We have a really good program scheduled for today. We're going to be talking about pursuing your dreams. We believe it is your time. It is your time. If you're listening, it is your time to pursue after your dreams. And we have a special guest here in the studio with us, Teresa Smoot from Springfield, Ohio. So welcome, Tracy Smoot from Springfield, Ohio. Welcome.
Thank you, Twyla. I don't know where Teresa came from. She's known me all my life, and it's always been Tracy. So, thank you for having
me. I was
going to
call you Tina for a minute.
That's her sister.
Okay.
Yes.
So we are so glad to have you. We are relatives, and I was in Springfield a few weeks ago, and she was sharing with me some of the vision that she has and some of the dreams that she is pursuing. And I thought, that is so great. We'd love to have you in the near future. And I mean near future. We'd love to have you on the program to talk about how you launched out into pursuing your dream and the things that you had to overcome and share that, because with each of us, as we hear how other people pursued after what God put in their heart and how they overcame obstacles that were presented to them, it encourages each of us to do likewise and pursue after those things that are in our hearts. So that is what we wanted to do. And so if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, as much as you want to, about your dream and your vision and what you're doing to pursue that.
Okay, sure. As it stands today, Twyla, my vision is actually for a one-stop option for all types of events, such as wedding receptions, banquets, parties, and even some corporate conventions. The options with that vision that I will be offering will include event planning, event supply rental, and eventually a venue to actually host the event.
Wow. That's cool. And you'll have this in Springfield, Ohio?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. We're in dire need of an event.
Absolutely.
Venue such as this.
And you're filling a niche there. I mean, that's all about having that entrepreneur spirit is to know where the lack is and feel that void. What made you how did you come to that conclusion?
Let me share just a little bit with you without overtaking your show.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
You know, my original plan, this really wasn't a part of my dream. All I was actually planning for was to expand a little bit on my wedding planning services after I retired. But as it turns out, God had another plan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What happened really is he basically set me up to walk into my destiny. And he did that by equipping me through the years of my experience through corporate America, giving me the skills that I needed to be able to run and operate a business. So everything had a time and a season. And I think this is just, I've come into my season.
Wow.
So with that, what I want to say about the business is that the niche that you mentioned, mm-hmm. we will be able to offer alternatives such as you can rent your equipment from me if you want to take your event to your church or to another hall, or you can rent my hall and you can get a bundled fee. You know, I'll rent you.
Deal, huh?
Yes, yes. And right. and if you want to also come to me, I'll plan your event for you.
Wow.
So really nice setup.
So you've been doing this for a while, the wedding planning and things of that nature. You've been doing that for a while, huh?
Pretty much, I could say for probably 26 years when I planned and arranged my, not arranged, but I planned my own wedding 26 years ago to my husband, Tyrone.
Oh, my goodness. And so I get, you know, planning your own wedding to me is a lot of work. So from there, you just started just doing other people's weddings as well, huh?
Yes. And last year, I did a wedding for my niece. And I really wanted, she was the youngest niece in the family. And I wanted to make sure that she had her fairy tale wedding. So I started to purchase a lot of the equipment that I would need rather than going out to rent it like as I normally would.
Mm-hmm.
I started to build my inventory starting with her wedding so that she would have her fairy tale wedding. And it was absolutely just that. It had all the sparkle. It had the glam. It had all the things that you want. The sparkling champagne coming out of the fountain with red lights, you know, just floating in the fountain. I purchased that equipment. And little did I know that I was actually purchasing it for this
wow.
next
yes.
step in my life.
Yes.
Isn't
yes.
that amazing, though, how yes. when you are planning to be a blessing to someone else, God turns around and blesses you.
Mm.
And that's what, but that's his principle. You receive when you give. Most of us think you can't receive if you know, you can't get more if you give away what you do have because we have our
fist clenched. But when you open up your hands and give of what you do have, amazingly, God just turns around and puts more in your hand than what you ever dreamed of. It's counterintuitive to the natural senses of man, but it's the way that God works. This is Twyla Southall
and LJ Renee
with What Does the Lord Say on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And we're talking to Tracy Smoot, when we're talking about her pursuing her vision and her dream of event planning and making a venue available and equipment rental there in Springfield, Ohio. So another thing I would ask you as well is that one of the biggest hurdles, and we just did a show on this recently, is on fear. And one of the biggest hurdles that we face, whether it's pursuing your dream or pursuing your vision or stepping out in ministry, doesn't matter what it is the spirit of fear. And we do know God didn't give us that spirit of fear. But how do you overcome? Because many people get paralyzed and they can't even move forward because they're so afraid. What is someone going to think? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? So how did you overcome the spirit of fear and the things that that brings with it?
I have such a testimony to that question, Twyla, because let me just step back and say that this vision was given to me just as recent as March the 28th of 2015. And wow. The vision was birthed, God started moving so miraculously. I really didn't have time to fear.
Goodness.
I was moving and out of obedience. And when God said turn, I turned. When he would say go, I'd go. He was orchestrating who I would talk to, who I would see, and what I would say when I saw them. So he was directing my every step, and I really didn't have time for fear.
Wow. Now I'm going to tell you, we have a caller on hold. We're going to take this caller in a second. But that is amazing, because I wish that could be my testimony, that I just didn't even have time to be afraid, because Lord knows I have to do all of the things that God outlines in his word to overcome fear. But what an amazing, that is amazing, because you're moving so fast, you just don't even have time to be afraid. We have a caller on the line. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hey, who are we talking to?
This is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, this might be that wonderful niece who you planned that dream wedding for, huh?
Is that wonderful niece?
Hello, Danielle.
Hey, Tracy.
So, Danielle, how did that wedding planning come out for you? What would you say about how she planned that event for you?
She planned it great. A dream wedding. Completely a dream wedding. Amen. Big and very extravagant. It's beautiful.
Amen.
A memory to never forget.
You're gonna you're gonna have to use her for your first commercial.
I definitely will.
Amen. Do you have any questions for us, Danielle?
No, I'm just sit back and listen.
Amen.
I have a book called, you can stay on, Danielle, if you want to ask another question, but there's a book called The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson. And this is what he said when you just mentioned it. It says, the greatest moments in life are the miraculous moments when human impotence and divine omnipotence intersect.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
And he said, they intersect when we draw a circle around the impossible situations in our lives and invite God to intervene.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful? Man, I tell you, that's something. And when you were talking about God, you didn't have time to be fearful, you know, and like you were saying, I wish that would be what God would do, is that he would, you know, move along so that we wouldn't have time to fear, that he begins to cause people to intersect in our lives when we have a vision, that he would cause people to intersect. We might be at a conference or standing at the gas station or somewhere, and all of a sudden someone comes up, and this is the person that has what you need, or God's laid upon their heart to have that same vision to help you out. I really do. I think that's powerful. Did you do this by yourself?
With God? Yes. Pretty much. Now, I do have some friends that have helped me out. If it was nothing but encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sister that was stuck very close to me that I shared every step of the dream with. And I'll give a shout out for Helen, because she was there when God revealed that the next step in his plan for me.
Wow.
And that is that as I was unloading my inventory into the building that I have to give this out to my husband, who God also used.
That's good.
To build a building for me in my backyard to house this inventory, not knowing that what was coming. And I still don't think that he knows that he was being used by God, but he was. But we were in the building, and we were looking around, and we both looked at each other and said, "This is not going to be enough room."
Wow! Mm. So he caught the vision then.
Yes,
caught it right with you.
Prayer of
agreement.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it brought an agreement together.
Yes.
That you and him had that also makes that force unstoppable.
Absolutely.
When you and your husband can come together in agreement like that.
And I have to tell the story of this also. One part of God moving or directing me was that I just went out because it was a home-based business and I needed to deliver the items to the customers. So God directed me to purchase a 2015 van.
I saw it, and it is nice.
Now, with this, I have to tell this story now. My husband was a lover of old cars. He had three of them. He had two old Cadillacs that he had refurbished and old Mercedes-Benz. He cherished them. He traded in all three of those vehicles as a down payment for my new van. I thought I would just fall to my knees when he did that for me, but he did. So, but I still, like I said, I don't think he knows yet how God is using him to give up something that he cherished so much. So I look back and I say, God, you just do your thing, because I don't take any credit for myself at all.
Wow.
So I do know that as long as God is glorified through this,
amen,
he will make it happen.
Wow. So if someone wants to use your services, be it to plan a wedding or to rent the equipment that you have available, or you help them get a facility or whatever it is that they need help with, what would they do right now? Where are you in that part in the vision with them being able to use your services?
They can still contact me. I have a website. It's tracystouch.com. You'll see the full lineup of the services that I offer. It will lead them to a contact page where they can contact me by phone or by email. We'll set up a consultation and we'll get them started, whether it's an event such as a party, a banquet, or if it's a bride wishing to hire a wedding planner. They do have access to me through my website.
And what's that website again?
www.tracystouch.com.
Amen. Yeah. We'll make sure that we highlight that for you.
You know what? I have a question for you. I know you had told me that, I guess, that you had hired someone to do a marketing plan for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did that to me, I think, is so important, because you have, like we have in Dayton, you know, one person starts something and seems like everybody begins to start duplicating, or they start a chicken hut and everybody got a chicken hut on Bird. And so not really realizing what is it that we really do need and that will be profitable for, you know, the community and themselves.
Well, first let me say that whatever it is that you feel that God placed in your heart, you have to have a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because passion is the primary ingredient for success and for excellence.
That's good.
And if you don't have a passion for the thing that you're doing, you're going to find yourself chasing one idea after another, and then neither one of them are going to be successful.
Mm.
And then when you put God in control of that, look out. You know, so to your question, I didn't know where I was looking. I didn't know where I was going to start with the business plan. I almost let my fingers do the walking through the internet, and I found this company out of Dallas. I gave them a call, and I did a little trip to Better Business Bureau to check them out, and they delivered my product within a month. I'm now in the process of revising that business plan just to switch the focus from wedding planning to the primary revenue source, which would be the venue. And once I do that, once that's finalized, now we talk about fear. Then that's when a little bit of element of fear comes in, because now I'm talking about going out to the financial institutions, knocking on their door mm-hmm. for finances.
Mm-hmm. You know, Philippians 2:13, I had written this scripture down and I didn't read it at the start, but when you said what you said, it just reminded me about the passion. Philippians 2:13 says, God works in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. Mm-hmm. So he not only gives you the desire to do what he would have you to do, but then he gives you the ability to do it. So a lot of times people will say things to me and I'm not going to repeat them. And they say, are you sure you're not supposed to? And they'll say something that is so outlandish to me. And I'm like, no, I'm not supposed to. Are you sure? I'm sure, because you know what? When I'm supposed to do it, he'll give me a desire to do it. So that passion, you are absolutely right. You have to have a passion there. And when you take that passion plus God, he not only gives you the passion to do it, but then he'll put in you the ability. So you look at through the scriptures and all the people who, when God called them, they made excuses, mm-hmm. but then they relinquished their will to God, and he showed them that you can do it through me. So Gideon, he said he couldn't go unless God went with him, or unless God proved it was him, and God proved it, and he went and became a successful judge for Israel. Moses and Abraham and all of these who said that they couldn't do something mm-hmm. because of some what did you call it in that quote that you read, impotence or inadequacy in man. But that's what it takes when it comes to God, because if you are sufficient of yourself, what do you need God for? He wants to come in and touch those things where you couldn't do it without him. So I am so grateful to hear that God gives us a passion for what it is that he would have us to do.
You know, I'm referring back to this book, you know, again, and it talks just about what you're saying. It says that the circle maker and they may help you get what you want. It says, but getting what you want isn't the goal. He said the goal is glorifying God by drawing a circle around the promises, the miracles, and the dream he wants for you. And so the goal, and you've said it, the goal is to glorify God. And he's glorified when you are inadequate, when you are insufficient, and you recognize that he is the one that will provide everything. And that scripture that says, trust in the Lord and lean not into your own understanding, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. I mean, that is so important. I see you now.
One of my scriptures that I refer to daily.
Okay. Daily. There's another caller on the line.
Yeah, so we have another caller. Let's get this caller before we go to the bottom half of our break. So, caller, who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I'm good.
Mother of the bride.
Mother of the bride.
Yes, I'm listening in.
So what would you have to share for us? Are there any questions that you have or comments?
My comments, I don't have any questions. My comments are I've seen Tracy's work multiple times. I admire her for going out, stepping out on faith, and she does a magnificent job. I'm just in awe that she has just followed her dream and not hesitated, just let God lead her, and I'm just so proud of her.
Me too. I'm glad I know her, because then when I need to have a party. one thing I am, if I'm nothing else, I'm a supporter of people's dreams. And when I come to you, I am not coming asking you for free. Yeah. So I'm telling you that right now. When I support, I want to come and support. Indeed. So we are so grateful. We are nearing the bottom half, and there is a song that I really did want to play, because when you told me about this is what I thought about, and I went and played it again to make sure that the words were exactly what I thought they were. And there's a song by Mary, and it says, go get it. There is a dream, a vision God has put in you, and we just want you to know today, don't let anything hold you back. You go get it. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. That's radio the way it should be heard. This is Twyla Southall
and LJ Renee
with Tracy Smoot. Go get it.
Go get it. TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTainmentRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Do you have a written plan for your personal success? If not, you must attend SWAS, The Key to Improved Performance, presented by Tom Dillard and Associates, September 17, 2015, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Call 614-504-3166 to register or go to TomDillard.org and click on Events, The Key to Improved Performance.
I'm hungry. Where can I get some good eating?
Lagore Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. They've got everything you need.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They've got the famous Lagore Burger, chicken and waffles, shrimp and grits, walleye, perch, whiting, all Southern style food.
Oh, my goodness. What good eating?
That's right. Lagore Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. Be sure to tell them that All in Our Family sent you, and you will receive an extra side dish with each meal. Lagore Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844. Get the menu at LagoresCafe.com. Open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, and father of five. I'm also an expert on drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids, and there's silly drama like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
And lead the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Zeros and ones.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect
parent.
We should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. That's radio the way it should be heard. This is Twyla Southall.
And LJ Renee.
And this is What Does the Lord Say? And we have special guests in studio, Tracy Smoot from Springfield, Ohio. She's a business owner, entrepreneur, and event planner, wedding planner, coordinator, supplies, she rents supplies and helps you with your facility. Whatever your needs are, if you're having an event, be it a wedding, a party, a meeting, anything special that you need to pull off, you can check her out. She can help you plan it. She can make sure you have the equipment and the facility and everything that you need. Give us that website one more time.
That is www.tracystouch.com. That's TRACISTouch.com.
TracysTouch.com. We'll make sure that we add that as well to our site. We have another caller on hold. So, caller, who do we have online?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment about Tracy's website and Tracy's business.
Yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I have been a part of Tracy's vision. You know, I was there with her when she started talking about it. She also did my wedding for me years ago, about 11 years ago, matter of fact. And at one point in time, you know, I had thought about doing catering, but I kind of was fearful of that. So through Tracy, you know, she inspired me to go back to school to start doing some culinary classes.
Oh, my.
And then with that, she even added me to be a part of her process that I could use some of her facility for cooking. And so it's just a wonderful thing because it's not only good for her, it's good for the community that she's allowing other people to have business through her.
Amen. Mm. So you have the facility, you have the planning, you have the equipment, and now you're hooking up with caterers.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a full-blown kitchen. So all I got to do is have a date. All I got to do is have a date on a calendar, and you guys make it all happen.
Yes. That's it.
You know, that's so important. I forget what's your name? What's your name again? The caller.
Helen.
Okay.
Helen.
Okay. Well, Helen, I know a caterer in Dayton, and that's one of the things that they need is a place where they can prepare their, cook their food. And they were saying it takes so much time off of the preparation. So yeah, you are fulfilling the need that, that she can come in and do the cooking and then also having the facility where she can also host an affair. I mean, that to me is awesome.
And that's important because how many affairs have you gone to where the food is placed in these warmers that the caterers bring in?
Yes.
And by the time they get to serve the food, it's lukewarm at best.
Mm-hmm.
So having a full service prep kitchen available for those cooks, those chefs, those caterers, I think it's going to be ideal and necessary in the venue.
Yes.
You know what? This is interesting because we have an event coming up on October the 10th. And it was going to be in September. I just thought about this when you guys are talking. We moved the date because we had to secure the venue.
We sure did.
So that is amazing because people always need a venue for their events.
And if you can have it all at one place, I mean, that takes off a lot of stress.
And we're going to order in lunch because we had to get a venue that doesn't have, I'm telling you, this is right on it.
Yes.
If we had a facility that could do all of that, that would be wonderful. So that's great. That's great.
God absolutely knew what he was doing when he gave me the vision.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
So Helen, you are in culinary arts and we wish you well.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Next shout out. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So Tracy, what's up next for you? So, right now, you have got the vision, just like the scripture says, write, get the vision, write it down, make it plain so that they can run that, read it. And basically, you have the vision, you have it written down, you have your plan, and what's next for you? You have a grand opening coming up, right?
Well, let me make sure I have the steps in order.
Okay.
Once God goes before me, to the banks to secure the financing. It will take approximately 4 months for the renovation of the building. Okay, and I've secured the contractor to do that work, so everything's moving along as planned, as God would have it to go. So once we are in the building, once the building has been renovated, I will plan a community event where everyone could come in and see the venue. They'll have a meal and a band, free entertainment. So give the community enough peek at what they'll be asking, coming to me for in the future.
Wow, that's great. That's powerful. And before you leave, we are going to pray over this and proclaim it, decree it, and we're going to speak that financing, those doors that they will be open, not just open, but we don't just want financing. We want the best rates.
Absolutely.
We want God's people deserve the best rates.
Absolutely.
The favor of God does what no education and no networking and hookups can do. God will do what nothing else, no other power can do. We have another call. Caller on the line. Good evening, caller.
Well, good evening. How are you?
Good.
That's good. Yes, my name is Daniel, and I'm calling in to just encourage Tracy and her business. I think this is a wonderful thing, and I just like to say to her, you know, the Bible says, "Have not because you ask not."
Come on.
And you know, God just already ordained, had already seen the vision. Before he even presented
yes.
her, I already had it already, you know, set up. So I just think it's a beautiful thing that you know that she's doing, and the community do need that because a lot of you know people in the area does not have a venue to go to mm-hmm. or even events you know to have because they always out of town and other out of the country or whatever, but. I just think it's an awesome thing that you know that God has placed on her heart.
Well, thank you, Danny.
I encourage her.
Thank you, Danny. And I also want to mention when you talk about the need in the community. You know, I think what's also a need is that presence of a minority female business in our community.
Exactly.
So it really speaks to what God is doing in our favor.
And you know what I like about it is that when they come to you, they're going to get the same, just because you're coming to minority, owned, business, you're going to get, if not better, you're going to get at least the same professionalism, the same efficiency,
yes,
the same, matter of fact, I believe even better because you're in Christ.
Right.
So that's a good thing because, you know, sometimes we have that negative thing about supporting our own because I don't support people just because of the color of their skin. I don't support people because they're the same gender.
Yeah, yeah,
but if you will deliver the quality, mm-hmm. And if you will give me the bang for my buck, I'm coming to support you.
Yes.
And I know that you will do that. So I am I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I don't hardly get back to Springfield that much, but I'm looking forward to some opportunities of coming back and having some events there.
Amen.
You know, I just like to say one more thing. You know, I'm so excited about it. And there's a song that just came to my heart. It's called Just For Me, Just For Me. When you start passing out blessings.
Mm.
Pass one for me.
Yeah,
so I just want to just say encourage her. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Put God first.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
We thank you for calling. Yes, we do. I have a question. Did you mention anything about a business plan?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long did it take you to get that together, or did you do it yourself, or how beneficial was a business plan in this whole transaction of things?
The business plan is critical.
Good.
Especially when you're seeking financing. But I hired a company out of Dallas to do my business plan. And if they did the full market analysis, the risk analysis, the financial analysis, you know, the income projections, they did all of that for me. And I have an accountant looking at those numbers right now to make sure that everything is in line. Taking that document to a bank is critical for them mm-hmm. to see what your profitability is before they're going to put any money out on you. So, yes, the business plan is a critical piece.
That's good. Knowing, you know, that the monies that you are expecting to come in That's very important, because the banks are not going to give you any money if you're not going to make a profit. And
correct.
So, well, you know,
it's
got to
be a good investment.
It's got to be a good investment in any of us. And, you know, God, something you said, Twyla, and there may be some of you out there now that Tracy has been speaking to, and you're getting up and you're doing what God is telling you to do, or you have the intentions to do it. You know, don't look at what you don't have. I mean, that's so important to know. I have to speak to even myself. No, don't look at what you don't have, but look at who you are depending on, and it is God. Because even if you have a bad credit score, and I know maybe people may not believe this, but I believe God, he is so powerful that he can do some things, that because he's planted that vision in you, and he's going to make sure that that vision is going to come forth. And so whatever you need, and if your heart is in the right place, God is prepared, like you said, he's equipped you to do it, that I believe that he's going to make a way for you.
This is Twyla Southall
and LJ Renee
with What Does the Lord Say on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We have in studio Tracy Smoot talking about pursuing your dream. It is your time, and we are so grateful. We're going to spend the last few minutes talking about overcoming obstacles. LJ Renee, you just alluded to that and went into that, not letting anything hold you back. But before we do, I just want to speak over your life and whatever the Lord may have spoken into you, to speak over her life and to decree and to proclaim over her life the blessings of this business, because I believe that God has given you, and you know that God has given you a dream, and he's given it to you for purpose. And in Deuteronomy 8, the Bible tells us, when God warned Israel, he says, listen, I brought you this way on purpose. I made your way hard on purpose. And then I've opened up doors and made ways for you. And then I have blessed you. He said, but when you get to where you're going, he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to remember the Lord your God, for it is God that has given you the power to get wealth. And there's a comma there. It says that he may establish his covenant and his kingdom. So God has given you, God has blessed you so that you might go forth and be a blessing to his people. And that doesn't mean you pour all of everything he gives you back into the kingdom of God necessarily, but you are a blessing. You take some. God only asks for 10% anyway, but you take some of what he's given you and you sow seed back in and be a blessing. We like to pray over you. Dear God, we thank you for enlarging the territory for Tracy. We thank you for opening doors of opportunity. We thank you for making ways out of no ways. I thank you for stopping the mouth of the naysayer, for canceling the assignment of the devil, for turning around the no's into yeses, for opening up doors, God. And Father, I thank you that you don't even need a door, Father. Even when she walks forward and there's nothing there but a brick wall, I thank you, God, that the words will not come out of her mouth that she can't do it, but the words out of her mouth and the thoughts in her heart will be, Lord, how are you going to work this miracle? God, may she go forth expecting you to open up ways out of no ways. You are the God that makes a way in the wilderness and gives water in dry places. Father, I pray that in dry season she will never be thirsty. In famine she will never go hungry. I pray that you open up your way unto her, and that she knows that it is the Lord that has given her the power to get the wealth that is coming her way. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that she doesn't have room or space to contain. May she have to enlarge her territory, and in doing so, may she be a blessing to those around her. May they come to her asking, what did you do? How did you do it? How can you help me? And may she freely give, because she has freely received from you. We decree the blessings of God over her. We command the blessings of God over her in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we bind every hand of the enemy that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. She shall move forward in the things of God. Yes. Father, when she comes against her Red Sea, may you show her the rod that you have placed in her hand, that she might stretch it forth and watch you part the Red Sea. Father, when she comes against her Goliath, may you show her the stones that are laying on the ground, that she will use what she has and destroy the giants in the land.
We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you and we rejoice before we see the blessings of God come to pass. We rejoice before we see the manifestation of God.
That's
because
right.
We decree it, we believe it, and we're going to watch it come to pass, and we give you the glory.
So we pray with expectation. We expect to see. Tracy, expect to see. Expectancy is expect to see what God has done in your life and what he is going to do. He is going to just peel it back. If it's like one by one, like an onion, you will see the things that God is going to do in your life. And not only that, but you have laid up a legacy for the generations that will come after you. For I don't know if you have children or whatever, but that which you have done, grandchildren, that which you are doing is going to be a blessing to generations to generations. Matter of fact, in the Bible, it says that it is a man that will lay up some things for his children. And so we're saying it for you and your husband, that these two will lay up some things that when your children comes behind you, they don't have to stress out or be concerned about where it's coming. You know, it's nothing wrong with having a silver spoon in your mouth, because it is your duty as a parent to make sure that those who are coming up behind you are coming up and they're well settled and well prepared. The things that you have learned in finances and putting things together, that it transfer to the next generation, and from that generation it transfer even down to them, that you will not, in your family, in your lineage will not be any lack.
Hallelujah.
Just as we're looking even at Donald Trump's family, his daughters and sons, they don't have to worry about a thing because he's already set it up. How much more, because you have desired to glorify God with all your substance, how much more will your family be set up as well? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The name Smoot. It might sound funny to the ear, but the name Smoot will ring out. And when people hear that name, they will know that that's a name of substance.
I receive
so
that.
You walk
I receive
in
it.
What God has called
God
you
God has
walk
given
in.
You a dream, and may God
yes.
show you the fulfillment of that
yes.
dream. Just wanted to give that song to you and let you know that everything God put in your heart, God is going to bring to pass. And so much more. The scripture says he works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, and that he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. So beyond your wildest dreams, may God fulfill his will in your life. We thank you for joining us today.
Thank
and
you.
I look forward to seeing the manifestation of God's glory in your life.
Thank you.
many, Amen. Many blessings. Amen. And to the rest of you, we challenge you to get up from where you are. Stop making excuses. Stop procrastinating. Stop being afraid and go ahead and strive for what God has put in your heart. What's the worst that could happen? You fall on your face, get up and try again. So, I mean, think about it. We wouldn't be flying in airplanes if they gave up because the airplane they tried the first time didn't fly. You wouldn't be turning on the light switch if they gave up when the first light switch didn't, and when the first light bulb didn't work. Everything that you enjoy today came through someone else's struggle, and they didn't accomplish it on the first attempt.
Hey, you know, I'll say this again. The question that was asked at this Christian entrepreneurial group, it says, what would your life look like if you did not have anything to lose, anything to fear, anything to hide, or anything to prove? What would your life look like? And so that's something that you can contemplate on, that when God gives you a vision, that I have nothing to lose because I've come through many hills and dales. I have nothing to fear because I know God is with me. And I have nothing to hide because I'm transparent before the Lord. And I am forgiven. And not only that, but I don't have anything to prove. I don't care about what you say about me or how you've judged me or what you think of the intellect I don't have.
Amen.
Because when God give it to me, I have all that I need. And that's something that we all need to stand on and believe.
I like what you said about, I had never heard that, expectancy is expect to see. I like that. So I have an expectation. I expect to see God bring to pass some things in my life. Any last words you want to share with us, Tracy?
You know, Luana actually mentioned this scripture earlier, but I just wanted to leave with the listeners and those entrepreneurs that are stepping out there. Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Amen. And may he do so. We want to remind you guys that coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, we have our next Biblical Foundation of the Constitution presentation in Columbus, Ohio at the Martin Luther King branch of the Columbus Library, 12 to 2 p.m. If you want to know, or if you think you know what's in the Constitution, why don't you join us? Because we're probably going to give you information, and you'll be amazed to find out that what you thought was in there is probably not in there. And how many of us really have taken time to read it in any since you've been out of high school? How many have taken time to even read what's in the Constitution? We'll give you your own very own pocket copy of the Constitution. We're also going to have lunch. And this is the event we were talking about. So we had to go get the venue and, you know, schedule for the lunch. We're going to have lunch. It's going to be on us. This event is free, but space is limited. So let us know if you plan to come. Visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com.
Amen. Amen. You know, I don't know how much time we have, but I just want to continue to encourage you. This is the word that the Lord had given me some time ago. It might sound strange, and he says, it's not that we do because we have, meaning that we don't do. We don't step out because we feel we don't have the resources. He says, but you have because you do. You know, you do it. You have because you have done it. Not looking at your circumstances or situation, but you have trust in the Lord that I'm going to do this thing. And just like your husband, when he gave up his substance, when he gave up his car, he didn't realize that God was going to turn around and give him even the more, but he gave. And not because he had it, but he gave.
Yes.
And because he gave, God in return did something for him and is doing something for you. So it's not that we have. We say we'll do it because we have the money. But it's when you trust God. You do it, then you will have it.
Yes.
So hopefully faith. That's faith.
That's faith. Stepping out on nothing and taking hold of the impossibility
right.
and watching God make it happen right in front of you. That is the faith. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. That's radio the way it should be heard. We challenge you. Pursue your dream. This is your time. And so what if some don't believe? So what if they are naysayers around you, doubters around you? You need to say later for those folks, and you need to trust God, believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living, and so shall God establish it for you.
Amen.
God bless you.